Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. Welcome back, everyone. Today, I am here with Dana Lewis, my good friend and colleague, and she wears many hats, but today we're going to be talking about adrenal fatigue. She's going to share her very powerful story. Dana is a certified mental fitness coach. She has her very own podcast, Stop Faking Fine, and she has a very powerful story, and I'm so blessed that she is on today to share it. Hey, Dana, welcome.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me. I love talking about stress and adrenal fatigue and all of the things. And just connecting with you has been amazing. So to share a little bit about me, my name is Dana Lewis. I'm the mom of three boys. And my background is I have a master's degree in mechanical engineering. So I'm a nerdy science girl.
Love it.
But 10 years ago at age 40, my husband died of a very, very short battle of cancer. Kidney cancer. We found out that he was sick in July and he left this earth on August 31st. And to say that that was stressful or rocked my world is, it's an understatement. It's just an understatement. There are no words to wrap your brain around the chaos that occurred in that 6 weeks and left me as a single mom of three boys. They were 6, 8, and 10 at the time, in a place where I lived in a place where I didn't have family, didn't have, you know, a deep network of people because we were traveling around for his career at the time, 2 years here, 2 years there, 2 years, whatever. Fast forward to today and realizing the grief, the overwhelm, the adrenal fatigue that you get into. The reason that we have become friends is from solutions and of really kind of looking at that through a different lens of saying, okay, I am stressed. What can I do to help myself get through that? Right. And that's what kind of kindled our friendship and having these conversations about what are true solutions that can help you when you're in massive overwhelm. When you're in, I mean, for me, I was in massive grief. I went through the whole gamut of, you know, grief stole my joy, like 100% stole my joy, and stress and overwhelm brought me into a place where my body was not working properly.
It's amazing. And sometimes you don't even realize it until you're so deep. I mean, just like you said, through our friendship, how we met, you know, resonating for those listening. We met when one of my techs at the pharmacy literally tagged me and was like, look, she can say all the big words you say with all the supplements. Cause like I'm total, we're both geek out with the science of supplements.
I love that. She literally tagged you in something, which is also like a plug, shameless plug for social media. I love social media for the fact that you can become friends with like-minded people. She tagged you in something that I had put in. She said, Courtney, she speaks your language. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love this. I need to be friends with this Courtney person. And lo and behold, we're like instant besties.
I love it. It's so true. And, you know, and back then, and I say God sent you to me because I do this every day with people. We talk about gut health and adrenal fatigue, and we talk about all of these things and everything, how everything stems from the gut. And people will come to me with problems after they've been to one specialist after another. And not even if it's a gut symptom, just whether it's just, you know, complete brain fogs, the fatigue where you're looking at not just, oh, I'm tired, but like that full on, like, where am I? How did I get here? And
For those of you know when you're there. And I deal with this every day. And I didn't realize I was close to being there. Like, I didn't even realize how the past year and a half of my life has been a complete whirlwind. And when we met several months ago, it was like, I didn't even realize how much help that I needed myself, as I help everybody every day. And I live a pretty darn healthy lifestyle. I eat healthy. Yeah. I work out. I do all of the things. I'm very aware of it, but I didn't realize how much stress was really like controlling my, my overall well-being. It was wild.
I think it's so much easier to address stress and the inflammation and all of the side effects that that brings in other people than it is in ourselves, because we're so close to it. Like, when my husband died, like, of course I was stressed. Like, that would, of course, like, hands down, there's not one person that would say that that didn't add more stress. So that created stress. It created overwhelm. It created what I believe to be just high functioning anxiety, where I was anxious all the time about all of the things, but had no other place to go. It's like, well, I am a doer. I am not going to let my kids fall through the cracks. I am going to show up for my life, my children, my job, everything. I'm going to show up and do all the things. And I'm just going to sacrifice personally because of it. But I'm going to think that that's just the way that it needs to be, right? And that's what you think. It's just, as women, as doers, it just is what it is. So you just continue grinding, you continue grinding, you continue grinding. And then you pick your head up one day and you're like, oh my God, like, I can't sustain this. Like, I'm tired. I have brain fog. I want to take a nap every afternoon. At that point, like, way back in the day, I was literally snapping at my kids all the time. Like, one of my kids said to me, when I realized that I was in adrenal fatigue, when I realized that I was like in a place that I needed to get out of, one of my kids, I think he was like 12 at the time, looked at me and he was like, Mom, you're nice to everyone. And then we get home and all you do is yell at us. Aww. And I was like,
I had to like squeeze your heart out of your chest. Like, oh my gosh, how did I not see this? Like,
how did I not see this? And it was because you let your guard down with the people that you love most. And I wasn't wanting to be mean. I just had nothing left to give. Like, I had volunteered at school and I had driven you everywhere you needed to be. And I've made dinner, made lunches, been here, been there, like gone to work out, done all the things. And I was eating healthy. Like, we're both fitness driven, health conscious people. So it's like, I was eating really healthy. I was doing all of the correct workouts. I was doing everything that I could do. And you touched on it a minute ago where you were like, a lot of times we don't even realize that it's the gut. Like,
right.
My gut health, like what? Like I thought of gut health as something like, well, I use the bathroom properly on a daily basis, I'm good.
It's true. And you know what? I always like to explain it to people when I kind of like, you know, I geek out. So like I could talk at like this level or I could talk at like this level. Mm-hmm. Like I always try to explain it as like toxic load to people because they don't understand like, We live in a world where everything's like now, everything's quick and easy, everything's wrapped in plastic, everything's whatever. And like our bodies are designed to fight these things off, right? We have a liver that's really powerful. It does all these great things. We can feed it right. We can hydrate it. We can mm-hmm. give it antioxidants. We can do all these great things, but our bodies can only take so much. You know, it's like when everything is coming at us in the world. So whether it's the foods that we're eating, pesticides, preservatives, all those things, whether we look at the chemicals we're using in products, both in and on our skin, washing our clothes, cleaning the house, yada, yada, all the EMFs coming off of our phones and all these mm-hmm. things where I did this seminar once. They were talking about how we should like rewire our house and like re-go back to like the, and it's like, oh, okay. So I can walk out my front door and like have like every tower everywhere. It's like, it's just things that we can't avoid, the air that we breathe. Mm-hmm. And one of the most important things that people don't get that creates toxicity in our body is stress. It's like, So I'm doing all these great things and I'm exercising and I'm eating right and I'm getting organic and I'm doing all these great things. Like, I'm not controlling my stress levels. I'm doing all the things that you just said. Like, I'm being that for everybody else, for my customers at the pharmacy, my clients in my functional medicine practice, my son, I'm a daughter. I'm doing all of these things and helping everybody and whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, I got nothing left at the end of the day. And exactly what you just said. It's like, how do you, it took like,
how do you manage that stress? Like stress is not bad and we're never going to get rid of stress. So it's not that we're saying like, you should be drinking margaritas on the beach. Like that's not the point. Like that sounds lovely. Like I'm in, but that's not real life. This is like, let's have a conversation about like what our tech, like we're going to have the stress. So it's a matter of how does your body respond to that stress. For me personally, I want to have stress resilience, which was something that I didn't know existed. And I also didn't realize, I was like, oh, that's a really fancy word, stress resilience. What's that? Like, I clearly didn't have it because when I was stressed and overwhelmed, I was barking at people like, got no tolerance, have no patience. If you're not going to get it done quickly, I'm going to push you out of the way and get it done myself because it's faster, easier, better, but not really, because that's adding stress. So like, what can we do to help our bodies manage that stress better?
Exactly. And I think it's, you can take it from so many different levels. You know, what is a stress relief for people? I always tell them to like find the things that fill their bucket from a level of, you know, to de-stress, whether it's, you know, sitting and reading a book on a beach with a margarita, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes it might be doing something busy active, crocheting or knitting or something that's busy work. Or maybe it's just, you know, spending time with somebody or having a conversation or whatever it is that like fills the bucket. But when it comes down to it, all of those things are helpful and great. And I've done all of those things. But if you're not feeding your gut what you need to feed it and you don't balance out the bad stuff with the good stuff, you can't do any of the other things. You can't be physically happy. You can't lose weight. You can't get rid of the brain fog and all of these things unless you're actually feeding your body right. And it's like, it's the missing piece of the puzzle that I think so many people don't have, where so many people come to me to work with me in the functional medicine space to say, but I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I don't understand why I still don't feel good. I've been to 7 doctors and I don't know why I'm circling back around to my primary and I'm still don't feel good. And they tell me nothing's wrong and my labs are fine. And, you know, we could dive down that whole rabbit hole and talk mm-hmm. about that for hours. But it's like, you know, I think it's all about healing the gut, feeding it right, but then also looking at it like the people that are in the cycle of trying to do the immediate fixes, you know, like where it's the, I didn't realize until when I started drinking happy juice that I've been drinking it for now for how many months. And I used to get a coffee on the way home from work every day. And I'm not talking like at 4 o'clock, I'm talking at like 7 o'clock to get mm-hmm. myself through the rest of the night, to come home after the pharmacy, to respond to my clients all day, to get Christopher where he needed to be, go, whatever, homework.
To have the, and I'll put it in air quotes, to have the fake energy.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like to have the fake energy to go. But I want to back up a second. Yes. Like also when we talk about stress, we're talking about your cortisol hormone. So your cortisol hormone is your stress hormone. And I read an interesting fact the other day that when your cortisol hormone runs high, it actually blocks your serotonin and your dopamine hormones, which mean that you have no energy. It zaps you of energy. It gives you brain fog and leaves you like not able to focus on what's going on. So we come back to stress. And here's the interesting thing, as you bring up happy juice, this drink that we both love, that happy juice is giving your gut microbiome all of the goodness that it needs to increase serotonin, to increase dopamine, to help create more melatonin so that you are awake in the morning and tired at night. It's doing all of the things, and it's doing it by targeting the gut, which you keep referring to, with all of the prebiotics and the probiotics and the goodness that you need. And what I find interesting is like way back in the day when we talk about how stressed I was like, okay, I know this. I know that my gut needs goodness. I know that all of our happy neurotransmitters come from the gut. I was making like crazy smoothies for myself and my kids. And I'm like, I'm going to put all the kale in here and I'm going to put all the pineapples so we get the bromelain and we get all of the goodness. Like I'm going to do it all. And my kids were like, mom, this is gross. Mom, I'm not drinking this. And like, let's be honest, I didn't want to drink it either, but I was like, I want the goodness. I want the nutrients. My body needs this. And fast forward to today, We both have this amazing happy juice drink that's like a done-for-you solution with all of it in there. And it tastes delicious. And it's like 2 seconds to make and costs a fraction of what my smoothies were costing.
It's so true. And, and it's like, it's so wild how I just can't even say how much it's changed the whole cycle of everything. Because my one thing that I've been struggling with, I never struggled with it in my life, but last August, I started struggling with it, my sleep. Mm-hmm. And when you say sleep is everything, it's no joke. It got to the point where I was sleeping a couple nights. I would sleep a couple nights for a couple hours. And then I was so tired, I would crash to the pure, like I got nothing left. And I was in this cycle. And then it was the drink, the coffee. Then it was not sleep at night. And it was the whole cycle of, like, just you said, like fake energy. But until I started to like get all of the things in my gut that are like bouncing, and I still feel like it's still transitioning and I'm still getting there, even after a couple of months, you know, it didn't take overnight for my gut to get the way it did. And, you know, it's like a work in progress, and it's continuing to feed it with the right things to do. But, you know, it's just amazing. Like I said, I noticed the other day, I was like, I don't even have that urge to turn into Wawa to get that cup of coffee every night. Like, I'm just like going, I'm still going. And it's just, you know, it's just wild.
Because it's real energy. It's not fake energy. It's actually helping your body produce all of the GABA, the dopamine, all of the things, fancy word, all of the things that are helping you to feel energetic with a good mood.
Resilience. And you know what's so funny? And I like to stress this to people too. When I say hormones to people, you know, people, as soon as you say hormones to people, they think, oh, sex hormones. They think estrogen, testosterone. Mm-hmm. They're thinking like you say hormones, and that's what people automatically go to in their head. And I always like to spell out for people when cortisol hormones. So like your adrenals, like what we're talking about right now, adrenal fatigue, cortisol being that major hormone in your body that signals. So all of your hormones in your body signal each other and communicate with each other. So your cortisol, your thyroid hormones, your insulin production, which totally controls all of the things in your body, your metabolism.
Whether you store fat or burn fat.
What are you doing with every bite of food that you eat? Exactly. Like insulin. And then yes, your sex hormones. So people that are stuck in the cycle of, well, I'm, you know, menopausal and I'm just not going to lose this belly fat, because that's what you're supposed to have when you have menopause. You're just supposed to have belly fat and and hot flashes and all those
things. No, thank you.
Right?
So, no, thank you.
So, you know, what people don't understand, adaptogenic herbs that balance out these hormones, all of them, and make your body do things. So like if I'm high in estrogen and you're low in estrogen and we're still taking the same adaptogenic herbs, our bodies adapt. I'm air quoting for those who you can't see. You know, our bodies adapt. So what I need, my body will take, what Dana's body, her body will take, and they'll do good things for both of us. Even if our bodies are doing wildly different things, the same product still works the same way to balance things out in the body. So I just like to stress that to people. Hormones aren't just, oh, your estrogen levels and menopause. It's like,
it's all of them,
all of them, and how they all communicate with each other. So if one of them's off, if you're, let's just say one small portion sleep, you're not sleeping right, your cortisol's off, that's throwing every other hormone in your body off, and vice versa. So
you
know, when you are experiencing menopause and you're going through that, there's ways to balance those hormones so that it doesn't throw off your sleep by communicating to your cortisol, hey, my estrogen levels are dropping. What am I doing to, you know, to support that? So, you know, that's when you start getting your sleep interrupted, and then you're turning into this cycle of, I feel like crap. What do I do?
Mm-hmm. Well, you start with happy juice. That's what you do. You start with happy juice, because that is the first. I am so thankful for that solution. And one, like, just to like wrap up like my own story, like after being on happy juice for a handful of months, and it's really giving your gut what it needs. One of my friends who hung out with us all the time, one of my kids did something that they always did that would make me go off the rails and, like, you know, be crazy barking at people and, you know, yada, 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 have mom rage that I would then feel bad about, you know, an hour later. You get my point. So we're together, and it's probably, you know, maybe 2 months into me being on this happy juice or taking this happy juice regularly. She looked at me and she was like, well, when are you going to yell at him? Like, when are you going to yell at him? Like, he literally just put a ball, like he threw a ball on the roof of your house. It's stuck in the gutter. Like, when are you like, and it's like some, you know, my 6-year-old child, like, when are you going to like lose it? And I just looked at her and I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, not now. And she was like, wait, what? Like, what? She's like, who are you? And what are you on? And I was like, I don't know. We'll deal with it later. Like, we're going to go inside and like take a break. Like, this playing outside is getting out of control. We're going to take a break. But the point of my story is that very quickly after that, she was like, I want what you have. Like, what is it that you have? Because, and what I found, and I didn't realize what it was until I had it, was stress resilience. Like, kids are going sideways. Like, they literally threw like a ball onto the roof of my house. They got stuck in my gutter that I didn't have a ladder high enough to get. I had to pay someone to come over to it. It was a whole scene. But like the whole situation happened and I showed up in grace, which I had never really done before because I had stress resilience. And that's what it's giving you, the ability to like be in a stressful situation and not have your cortisol go through the roof, right? Because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to manage that cortisol hormone.
And the truth is that, you know, we can do all of the things. We can do all of the, okay, I'm going to do yoga and I'm going to meditate and I'm going to, you know, eat right and exercise and do all these things. And you still should do those things. They're mm-hmm. great. They're great for your mind, body, and soul. But when it comes down to that heated moment, when you're ready to just implode from the inside out, and any mom who's listening knows exactly, and dad for that matter, knows exactly what we're talking about. When you just reached your pinnacle of, all right, I've had it.
Like, I'm done.
Right. I'm done. I just can't even, I'm just going to lose my, you know what, I'm just going to lose it. And, you know, and you just find a way to be like, that has to do with your actual physical things going on in your body. That actually mm-hmm. has to do with your gut microbiome. And I know it sounds so silly and ridiculous to people that don't know much about it. If you're listening and you're learning now about the gut microbiome, I know it's getting more play today in the medical field where people are actually talking about it, where, you know, it's actually more of like a thing now where people are understanding the importance of probiotics, where maybe 5-10 years ago, not so much. But looking at it from that point of view of you're actually healing the bad things in your body, you're not just slapping a Band-Aid on something and saying, here's a coffee, here's a prescription for an antidepressant, here's a prescription for something for anxiety, whatever it is, mm-hmm. you're actually saying, let's feed your gut with some good bacteria, balance things out. And then you're building that resilience where you're saying, okay, I got this. Like, this isn't the grand scheme of things. Like, I just lost my husband and like, I'm trying to do all of the things and have my job and my children and making sure they're good human beings and doing all this stuff in the grand scheme of things, a ball on the roof versus like all of the things that can happen in a day.
Right.
You know what? Let's unpack this later. Like, let's just go chill out. Let's go have popsicles and call it a day outside.
Yeah. We'll figure it out later. And like, when we talk about probiotics, the crazy thing about probiotics is there are so many strains. And I have always bought probiotics. Like, we've always been on probiotics. And I was always that person that was like, oh, I know what I'm doing. My family's not a probiotic. Well, fast forward to like learning what I've learned over the course of the last 10 years, they're not all the same. And yes, you can be taking a probiotic, but we're talking about probiotics for mental wellness, for stress resilience, for your cortisol hormone specifically, and for hormone balance. And those strains of probiotics have to be put together properly. They have to be with the correct prebiotic that's going to help them grow. They have to be with the correct phytobiotic that's going to help them nourish and flourish in your gut microbiome so that your body can absorb them and use them. And you're just not getting that by going off the shelf at the store and just grabbing a handful of things. You won't get the result that you're looking for because you're just buying a probiotic. And that's the other thing that we both love about the ingredients in the probiotic happy juice that is a done-for-you solution wrapped in a bow that has all of the goodness that your gut needs, and you don't have to do the thinking.
And that's so, for me, I love that because I do all of the thinking for people. So I am the probiotic, you know, not to toot my own horn. I get a little bit excited to talk about supplements and probiotics. You know, it's my jam. It's what I do. And I started a program in the pharmacy that I work at, I don't even know how many years ago. And one of the big things is when you're on an antibiotic, how important it is to take a probiotic to help replenish what, like one round of antibiotics can like mess with like 2/3 of your gut microbiome. And you could feel mm-hmm. the results of that for a year. And not just people say, oh, I don't get diarrhea on antibiotics. I'm fine. It's not about diarrhea. It's not about constipation. It can be, but it's also about 90% of your serotonin lives in your belly, like 75% of your immune system lives in your belly. So if you're doing all of the things and you're taking an antibiotic and you're like, okay, I'm fine. I'm just going to just roll with it. Like you don't even know what you're doing and messing up and creating in your body when you don't take that probiotic. And again, it's a very specific strain of antibiotics. It's like broad spectrum and you need to look at like a very specific type for that, let alone mental health, let alone women's health. There's just so many, you know, again, we could talk about probiotics for hours. So, right. You know, it's, but looking at what we're talking about right now, and you don't think probiotics, mental health, you think probiotics, gut health, you think, oh, am I constipated, diarrhea? Am I going to the bathroom properly every day? No, it's yes, that's important, but no, right. We're talking about the probiotics that actually are signaling to your brain, like Dana was explaining before, that's actually making more serotonin in your brain, enhancing all of your neurotransmitters, GABA, dopamine, doing all of the good things that make mm-hmm. you feel happy. You know, it's important. Mm-hmm. Your happiness lives in your gut. It sounds silly, but it's so, so true.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes. This is such a great conversation. And it's like, if you have stress, hello, if you're breathing and living out there and you have stress, happy juice is just the first stop for getting what your body needs. And I'm sure, Courtney, you'll put it on the show notes and all the like fancy things so that everybody can get what they need. But just do yourself a favor and take the first step toward feeling better. And then if you're all the way to adrenal fatigue where you're like, oh my gosh, like SOS, I need help. The fabulous part about it is this is still the first stop.
You're 120% right. And I will say this to kind of like wrap things around and kind of, you know, come full circle. I see patients in the pharmacy every day from the standpoint where they're coming to pick up their prescriptions. And I see clients every week that are coming to me for help in the functional medicine space where they're either trying to get off medications or they're just not getting the help they need from traditional Western medicine. And no matter who it is that comes to me, no matter what lab test that we run and do and pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars mm-hmm. for different tests, and we're looking at things, I'm just making up this statistic, but I'm going to go 97.5% of my clients that come to me and will run a hair mineral test that runs, you know, several hundred dollars for that, a consultation, really whipping on some good things. And I'm not saying we don't uncover some good stuff, but the first thing that everybody, 97.5% of people need, their gut is in distress. We need digestive enzymes. We need all the things to balance out their gut, all the good probiotics and adaptogens. Everybody's adrenals are absolutely shot and they need adaptogens to help balance out their cortisol levels, in turn balance out all of the other hormones that are affecting their life, their insulin, their thyroid, their sex hormones, everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so just to kind of to wrap that back around, like Dana just said, the first step, Happy Juice has the ingredients that you need of the first step to start feeling good. And the truth is when people take that first step, sometimes you don't even need, sometimes it's steps 2, 3, 4, and 5, because like here you are 5 months later drinking this juice every day and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't need to stop for that coffee every day. Oh my gosh, I'm not mm-hmm. snapping out at the kids. Oh my gosh, I lost that 10 pounds of belly fat that I didn't even know that I just had been working on and eating right and exercising and it's not coming off. And it's like, my pants are like, I just dropped a cell. Like what the heck just happened? So it's just really, you know, sometimes it can be more than just the first step, but either way, it's doing such great things for your body and giving you the goodness that you need to feel good to do the other work to get well and be healthy on your own wellness journey.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. I'm here for it. And I'm super glad that we had this conversation. It's always fun chatting with you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing your story. You are amazing in all that you do. And yes, everyone, check out the show notes to connect with either one of us and your link to Happy Juice as well. Who knows by the time this gets posted, what kind of fun deals will be going on, but there's always a cool freebie that I throw in and there's always your 3-day gut reset. So everybody check it out, reach out. We can help.
Yes.
All right, Dana, have a great day.
You too.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. Make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.